And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 2nd of September, 2010. 1945, on this day in Tokyo Bay, aboard the USS Missouri battleship, surrounded by the sunken wrecks of Japanese ships around the harbor, at about 9 a.m., General Douglas MacArthur came aboard, and a few minutes later, a Japanese contingent. There was an invocation delivered by a Navy chaplain. A recording of the Star-Spangled Banner was played. The general read a few remarks. The Japanese delegation signed the documents by which Japan formally surrendered to the United States. The whole thing took about 10 minutes, and General MacArthur walked off the ship without ever having looked at or shaken hands with the Japanese delegation. It was on this day, 1901, Theodore Roosevelt uttered his famous words, "Speak softly and carry a big stick." He was vice president, giving a speech at the Minnesota State Fair. He said, "If the American nation will speak softly and yet continue to build and keep at a pitch of the highest training a thoroughly efficient Navy, the Monroe Doctrine will go far." The Monroe Doctrine, which dated back to 1823, President Monroe warning European powers not to interfere in Latin America. The Monroe Doctrine, which took on a life of its own and became a central part of America's foreign policy. The precedent for U.S. intervention in Panama and Colombia, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, and Cuba. Less than 2 weeks after that speech at the State Fair, President McKinley was assassinated in Buffalo, and Teddy Roosevelt found himself the youngest person ever to be president of the United States. And his big stick diplomacy, as it came to be known, was the centerpiece of American foreign policy under his administration. On another occasion, Roosevelt said, "If a man continually blusters, if he lacks civility, a big stick will not save him from trouble, and neither will speaking softly avail if back of the softness there does not lie strength and power." Here's a poem for today by Kate Barnes, entitled "The Hay Rake." One evening I stopped by the field to watch the hay rake, drawn toward me by two black, tall, ponderous horses, who stepped like conquerors over the fallen oat stalks, light shot dust at their heels, long shadows before them. At the ditch, the driver turned back in a wide arc, the off-horse scrambling, the near-horse pivoting neatly. The big side delivery rake came about with a shriek. Its tines were crashing, the iron-bound tongue groaned aloud. Then, hup, Diamond, hup, Duke, and they set off west, trace deep in dust, going straight into the low sun. The clangor grew faint, distance and light consumed them. A fiery chariot rolled away in a cloud of gold and faded slowly, brightness dying into brightness. The groaning iron, the prophesying wheels, the mighty horses with their necks like storms, all disappeared. Nothing was left but a track of dust that climbed like smoke up the evening wind. The Hay Rake, poem by Kate Barnes, from Where the Deer Were, published by David R. Godin, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.